Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I wanna bop with you,
baby. I can't
baby.
Hear myself.
Oh, not nerd. I wanna bop the night away. I forgot to plug in the headphones. I forgot.
Hello, everybody. Hello. We're just singing some dance
just were
seals.
Screaming. I wasn't. You were.
Poodle.
I don't know who that is.
Well,
Dan
there you go.
Seals.
Come at me if you wanna bop all night long.
I've been found guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after lockup.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up that brick will gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
You know, someone out there just felt seen for the first time who has all these Dan Seals tapes.
It's because I did a cameo and sang Meet Me in Montana with Marie Osmond.
And then someone like me was like, who the fuck is that?
I heard that Marie Osmond when I was a kid and I went, who is that angelic voice? If she made dolls, I would buy one.
And she did.
Y'all.
She made dolls.
This is real. Poodle has seen me watching QVC and has to talk me down from buying a Marie Osmond doll.
I have.
I mean, I almost called in.
That's that's like one step over the line to become socially unacceptable.
Like, that's what he said. He was like,
I was having to intervene.
It was like a drug addict. He said, if you do this,
it's just once. There's no coming back from buying a Marie Osmond doll, y'all. There's no going back from that.
Oh,
that you might as well.
They're
just,
so pretty.
Just like start making costumes for your cats.
It's like that one doll. Have you ever seen, I don't know what it's called, that Dolly Parton documentary?
I don't want to talk about dolls.
Well, no, have you seen the Dolly Parton documentary that's about the Dolly Parton fans?
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's a great documentary, and there's all different types of fans. But there's one, like, big chubby gay guy who makes all these Dolly Parton dolls. And it shows him coming and bringing them to Dolly. And every time she's like, it's surprising that she gets a new doll. It's
and
creepy.
He's a virgin.
And you're like, he wants to take your skin, Dolly, and put it over his dolls.
I'm just generally bothered and weirded out by people like that. I don't even think it's sad or anything. I'm just really concerned. If we get really famous one day and someone makes a doll of me,
you'll love it. You will.
Maybe.
That will turn the tide.
I have a feeling, though, they would totally, like, kidnap me and put me in a pit like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Maybe.
Is she a big fat person?
Big fat person.
Mister, I got your poodle. She's hurt real bad.
Real bad. You need to get started on your your poodle boudreaux home
pillows. The poodle collection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are waiting on that. Y'all, you
from
can
the
get...
desk of poodle boudreaux.
But anyway, with any merch, you can get 30% off. And I think if you're a
is patron, it only this
which
month?
There are pieces of patrons. I think the patrons... I think they can get their discount on top of the...
I like it. We just speculate.
Right? We don't know. We don't know.
Don't come at us. We don't... There's so much of our life we just don't know that way we can deny everything.
We don't... We just... I'll be honest. We just don't have the bandwidth to think about
it. I don't.
It. We don't.
We're doing like 6 shows a week right now. This is... By the way, this is Lalu.
Lalu. This is
Love After Lockup. Lalu.
Episode...
Lalu.
So this is on our regular feed because this is episode 2.
This is your last episode
of the free episode. If you're going to want to listen to 3 bitches, you got to jump to the Gatreon.
Ooh, this is like your last taste of heroin before we take it away. And you all come you're going to ride, you're going to chase that dragon.
This might be the inappropriate show to say that in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of them are struggling with that.
I apologize.
Yeah. While we're on
this is a good addiction.
It's true. While we're on that, y'all, we're going to say.
There are good addictions.
There are good addictions. Dick. Actually, that sex addiction.
That's not good either.
That's not good either. Learning.
Chocolate?
No,
that one's not good either.
Learning
addiction. Learning. I think that's the last on the addiction chart. There's probably not a lot of those. Cleaning. That one kind of
no,
is.
No, that's OCD.
That's OCD.
Then you scrubbing
you
your hands.
Maybe
bleed.
There aren't a lot of good addictions.
It's not real. There always is too much of it. Too much of good thing. It's too much.
And a love addiction is a problem.
Yeah. We're going to see that on this season.
It's a problem.
We're going to see that
so
on this season. Hashtag
there aren't
John.
A lot of good addictions, but with for hours, you get a lot of good stuff with it.
Yes, it's true. We do want to say real quick, we talked to this mainly last episode. We just want to remind everybody. So we are just taking a knowing of who we didn't know this. We had one of our patrons come at us and because y'all, we always make fun of people's names.
Yeah.
Always. That's what we do. And we offend everyone, but we realized
equal
last
opportunity.
Week with Chevelle, we were making fun of her name, and someone came from us, a black woman, and said, that was disappointing to me, because when you think about the history of black people and, you know.
Yeah, and she sent us, she posted an article.
She posted a great article on our Facebook group.
And we kind of read it, and I was like, she's right.
Because, like, Destiny's name is dumb, but it doesn't keep Destiny, because she's white, from getting a job interview.
Yeah.
And so even, that's the difference.
Even more than that, Destiny's mom wanted it to be cute.
Yeah. And, so whereas this is something that black people in our country, and maybe in other countries, I can't speculate,
and there's, and,
have really dealt
and in,
with.
In like the black power movement in the 60s and 70s, there was an attempt, there was a complete willful attempt to move away from traditional names.
Yes.
Or toward traditional African names or toward non-American names.
Yes.
And so that was intentional, and we're still kind of seeing that today.
But I think what this does as we're talking about, I think it's a good reminder of what we're talking about, Black Lives Matter. And I think for a lot of white people to understand, it was not our intention at all. We didn't even think about them being black. So I can understand where some white people say, but you weren't meaning it that way at all. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it kind of
doesn't matter what
doesn't
we
really
meant.
Matter what our intentions are.
It's the way it's heard.
And
you know, someone said, I can't believe Matt said this because he has a black boyfriend. His name is Kyle. Like, so I've never, again, I just think that shows that white people, we really need to like work beyond ourselves to learn, to listen, to educate ourselves.
I think too, it's not even a question of, oh, people aren't letting them be who they are. I think it's a question of just having someone present a viewpoint and us go, oh, they got a point there.
They got a point there.
You know, and just to learn a little bit. And I never have any problem with people coming for us.
Not at all.
Y'all, as long as you do it in a way that is fair.
Fair.
And that is not, and where you're not coming in either calling us names or I can't believe so-and-so or I can't believe they won't let them be them.
And you know, yeah, you might get triggered by something we say. Just remember, Brene Brown talks about of coming to someone and giving them the benefit of doubt that they didn't mean to hurt you.
Yeah.
We are never trying to hurt anyone.
No.
However, if some of you come for us and say we can't make fun of Tania and Brittany, fuck off. You're listening to the wrong show. We're gonna make fun of them.
It's open season on those assholes.
Because they have terrible names and Brittany's name is spelled horribly. We're gonna make fun of them. Anyway.
And she is the living embodiment of that like huge orange wig on the on the Looney Tunes commercials.
It is ironic too that you know
cartoon.
Jake and I had a long conversation before we did Lalu about there's not a lot, but there's a couple of people that are black that are in prison. How do we talk about that as white men? So it's interesting all the other stuff we did and even talked to other people about to get advice on. And I love that the name thing is the thing we fucked up.
I think, too, it's something we make fun of names just because it's mostly an eccentricity of mine, but we both make fun of it, is where I think people should have to go to a council of naming to get their name passed.
You know what? Yeah. Because, you know.
But to be honest, if she wants to name her daughter Chevelle, go ahead.
I kind of wish it was just spelled differently, though.
If it was Shavelle, I would not have a problem.
It was the spelling.
It was the spelling that bothered me.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're just trying to be more. Yeah. So anyway, that's all we wanted to say about that. And let's jump into these hot messes.
So Scott and Lindsay. This episode is number 2, you guys. Season 4, episode 2.
Bad at being good. A lot of people come about Scott's lips. Everybody's wondering about his lip. I really think some people think it was a cleft palate surgery.
When did he have it?
And I wouldn't make fun of that because that's a birth of. But I really don't. If you look at him from the side, it looks like he got filler put in his lip.
Yeah, it does.
Badly.
It just, it's so red. The area always looks like it's inflamed.
And I feel like when we've seen older pictures, his lip doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I feel like he got stuff done. Yeah. It just looks ridiculous.
It looks ridiculous.
Still been sucking the Kool-Aid man's dick.
Y'all, it's...
Oh, yeah. I'm coming.
I'm bad at being good.
We did have a lot of people say
speculate
on what color the Kool-Aid man's cum was.
You know what? What did you say again, Poodle?
I said it was blue.
Oh, you did say blue. Yes, you did say blue. We had some really good. I'm going to read one of the comments because some of them were really, really hilarious.
Like Klingon blood is blue.
It is.
I'm thinking maybe it's green. It's been a long time.
As Sweeney says, I imagine the Kool-Aid man come to be like a mood ring where you can tell how he's doing at life from what flavor
that's
comes
fair.
Out. Like if you don't get Kool-Aid at all, but if it's a great flavor aid like they had in Jonestown.
Ooh, she just dropped Jonestown.
She did. Anyway.
Y'all just Google Jonestown. It's not a happy Kool-Aid story.
It's not a happy Kool-Aid story. So, y'all. Anyway. And Kathy said, just yell up to my husband, Carl, what color do you think the Kool-Aid's cum is? And he was on a conference call. Whoops. So, we'll see. Anyway, y'all. So, y'all came at
us. It's definitely not clear. And it's not cloudy because there's no cloudy Kool-Aid. I think it's either purple or blue.
Okay.
I really believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that when it...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that when it came to John, we were like, how does John have so many wives? And Lucy Robinson on Patreon comments said, here's the deal. John eats pussy.
That's true.
That's how he gets his ladies.
It's
he does.
It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner down there, y'all.
I bet he does.
3 squares a day of pussy.
Christiana, get ready. You might say yes to this marriage invitation next episode.
He must be good. That's a talented tongue.
Good for him. Anyway, back to Scott and Lindsay.
Scott and Lindsay. This is something I did not get out of the first episode. They have never seen each other in person.
They have not.
Think of what he has done for her. when they have not even. So he's bought. He's given her daughter money.
Get a $1,200 phone.
Her daughter,
which sounds like a lot, but y'all, an iPhone's $1,200.
And
but
you know
just
what?
Pay it off
it's
every
probably
month.
Gonna fuck up in about a month.
Maybe
I'm really anti iPhones, even though I have one.
It's true.
They're so expensive.
They are.
Remember when phones were like $75?
But
and they were.
But all you did was make a call on them like once every couple of days.
I know, but I remember like my Toshiba flip phone was like $300, and I had it for like 4 years. Even my BlackBerry, you called rice phone, because there was rice in it.
Y'all, he got it. I called it rice phone because he got it wet and he put it in a bag of rice,
and then somehow rice got, stuck
in the phone, and it would rattle with rice in it.
And when it rang, it would go.
Yeah.
Sound like a rattlesnake.
I forgot about that. It did.
I miss rice phones sometimes.
I do have to say, my iPhone's fine, but I to this day, my very favorite phone ever was my BlackBerry Pearl. I loved that phone.
BlackBerry Pearl's a good drag queen name.
It is.
I just feel like, what are we paying for when we get an iPhone? What are you fucking paying for? You're paying for a computer in your hand.
You are.
But they literally fall apart. They don't last.
I think maybe you're coming from a place of someone who destroys electronics.
Come at us if you guys have had Apple phones just fucking die on you.
All of them die, but you've got to, y'all, if you're on our top,
electronics should last.
If you're on our top tier Gatreon, you saw us today. We did our YouTube live.
It was a lovely,
it was lovely
afternoon.
You also saw Poodle trip on the cord, spill water all over the power strip, and you see how he destroys electronics.
I was going to get my gavel.
He got a new computer, and I bought a case for him, and he said, I don't want this case. And then he put it on. And then
it's necessary.
About a month later, he dropped my laptop on the cement. Because he doesn't put his computer in a bag. He just walks around with it like it's a bag of Doritos.
It fell out of the bag. I just didn't seal it.
Anyway. Scott's bought a lot of shit for Lindsay.
Yeah.
And we find out.
He says every king needs his queen.
Ugh. And
God,
so
I wish we could just stop saying that.
Some things, y'all. Lindsay. Y'all, she is a woohoo girl to the biggest extent. She's been in, what'd she say, jail? She's been in prison 7 months had 8 incidents.
Yeah, I get in a lot of fights. I don't like it when people tell me what to do.
This does not sound like someone who's been rehabilitated by any means.
I kind of agree. She's a woohoo girl, and that makeup is still distracting. That Harley Quinn makeup is still distracting.
It is.
Mr. J! Her daughter is named Miley Grace. It is a double name, you guys. Miley Grace, blah, blah, blah.
It's Miley Grace.
It is Miley Grace.
Well, it's like my friend Jimmy Dawn. We call her Jimmy Dawn, even though her name was Jimmy Dawn Stewart. Yeah, her name was Jimmy Stewart.
That's
but we
a real
her
person.
Jimmy Dawn.
I'll pause for a minute.
I just texted with her the other day. Her and Lene.
Y'all. Until I met some of these people, I thought he was making all this shit
up.
No,
I love Jimmy. She's one of my best friends.
How's it spelled?
J-Y-M-M-E.
Of course it is. Anyway.
Her brother just came out gay like 4 years ago.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah.
So, Miley Grace.
Miley Grace. And so.
Miley. My name is Miley, like Miley Cyrus.
And so, and Brenda.
Miley Grace.
Brenda's the grandma to Lindsay. But this is where we see, you know what a lot of, which it is said. You see cycle of drug use or cycle of, like, we're just assuming, but Lindsay's mom's out of the picture.
She is, yeah.
Her mother, Brenda, raised her.
Yeah.
So this breaks my heart.
Four generations now.
Brenda probably had to see her daughter, either if she's even still alive, go through this, and now she sees her granddaughter. That's got to be hard.
And besides Miley Grace.
And Scott?
The little girl's cute.
Oh,
she's
cute.
I hate the name.
But it was like, Scott is close to her. And he buys her clothes. He went over to Brenda and Miley's for Thanksgiving.
Y'all, there are red flags everywhere here.
You know what?
Just to have this man who you don't know from Adam in your child's life and you've never met in person.
Well,
they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
Well, you put it that way. It's like... Although, this is jumping ahead a little bit, but when Scott was with her, I didn't get like a pedophile vibe or anything from him.
I don't think that
at
all.
It's kind of sweet, but it's just, and I think we find out, I mean, let's just bring it, let's just talk about it. Y'all, Scott's son Connor was killed in a car accident.
His name Connor?
Yeah, it was Connor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so
he says his biggest accomplishment was his son.
His son.
And that hit me like a ton of bricks.
You know what? That did me. I really had empathy for it. Made me really sad to see Scott. Because
yeah, only like 2 or 3 years ago.
That's his, I think, his only son. That,
I don't know.
He wants another family.
That's He's what just I thought immediately. For a this family. Is his second family.
Like, I bet you that he'll probably want to, when Lindsay comes out, I bet you he'll want to have a baby.
Yeah.
That's probably one reason why he likes dating a younger woman.
I think, too, we, it's, God,
it's just.
I find that, he even, and Michael even, sorry, Scott even says, you know, it's trouble because she gets in trouble because she's an attractive, beautiful white girl.
And
I was like,
I know a lot of attractive, beautiful white girls.
And trouble doesn't find them.
Jimmy Dawn Stewart, an attractive, beautiful white girl. Yeah. She never got in trouble.
Now.
And she was sassy.
You can, y'all, if you want trouble, you can go find it. Any of you. You don't have to be white. You don't have to be black. You don't have to be anything. And you don't have to be pretty.
I thought that was an interesting
you
choice of
words. You can find trouble. Trouble doesn't find you.
And also, too, the way he said it, though, was like, beautiful white girls usually get into trouble.
I know. It was awful.
No, usually they are get away with a lot more shit than
he's
women
kind
of color
because
they get other
put
they
her,
to deal bullshit.
He's kind of put her on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he's put – the thing that – it's like with somebody in addiction, but also like – and that's what she's done, y'all. She ended up, she graduated community college, which good for her. She was kind of on a career path, but then she
did
realized.
Did she graduate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her mom, Brenda, said that. And so.
I thought she was like, why not have a career if I can just make $1,000 a week?
She graduated from, but even she realized she could make way more money selling drugs. Because, y'all, if she graduated.
I know that.
Yeah.
But what prevents me is maybe an idea that I might go to prison or an idea that I don't want to get people hooked on drugs.
Y'all, because Piano Cat 77 is in demand. He could be camming all night selling the doobie.
I could make a lot of money.
Not the doobie. That's legal. But selling the... So, anyway, that's what... And she hasn't said... Did they say Lindsay used drugs as well?
Oh, she had to
She
have.
Looks... She,
no,
has
she was high as a kite when she was...
when she's driving.
Driving the car 140 miles an hour.
So, because she was driving down the highway.
Don't turn back.
Because I'm never going to turn back. Because I'm never going back.
Oh!
And the cop.
She has another song.
She does, Elena.
It's not good.
Y'all, she has another song on
this
Instagram.
This is Smothered, by the way, we're talking about. Elena from Smothered.
That comes on tonight as well.
Oh, God. This y'all, Sunday is just fuck us.
It's a lot. We have heard inklings from people in the know. We think there is going to be either some type of Smothered reunion.
Yeah.
Because this Sunday is the last episode of Smothered scheduled.
Right. Ooh.
So, and you know what? What did you say about Smothered? I just want you to say it on air. What did you say about Smothered ending?
I'm going to kind of miss it.
Thank you. That's all I needed.
But I say I'm going to kind of miss a lot of things. I say that when that dog moves out downstairs that never shuts the fuck up, I'm going to kind of miss that dog, too. Even though I want her dead sometimes.
I don't think she's ever going to move out.
I don't know.
She gets married.
Probably not. Anyway.
She should date women. I think she'd do well with that.
I don't know.
I don't think it's her way. That's
I don't
okay.
think it's her way. She's got a cute guy now.
Go my own way.
Anyway, is that it for them?
I think that's basic. But like you said, man, like, this is not going to go well for Scott.
You guys.
And yeah, I think he's actually doing it in a not creepy intention. I actually, when I heard that about Connor, I went, oh, he is really going into this
He's really
blindly wounded and so not optimistic. I'm just blanking on the word, but so it's just wholehearted.
Yeah.
Genuine.
Also, you guys, when you're paying for everything for them, know that that creates an inequality. And
yeah.
And that's hard to get over because in a fight, you will bring up,
I
paid for everything.
And that's just going to make Lindsay
uh-huh.
probably feel more like a loser.
And when two people, if you're in a relationship now where neither of you, where one person is either one person gives all the love, or one person gives all the money, or one person, if there's an inequality there, that's a problem. You guys should talk about that.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Anyway.
That doesn't keep me from like finding a rich older guy.
You keep fucking that up. I don't want to get started on it.
Anyway.
Speaking as you talked about earlier about love addictions, let's talk about John and Christiana.
Christiana.
Not Christiana.
Christiana.
Y'all, John, he's got a limo, y'all. He called some guy named Buck who has a limo service.
No, this is Sal, who's right out of Goodfellas.
Yeah, he is. He's like, hey you want to pick her up?
Yeah.
And John's like, so listen, I'm going to pick up the limo. We're going to take the truck. We've got about 40 seconds when she gets out of prison, and then we got to get to the halfway house.
This is a lot of expectation in one day.
A lot.
My heart kind of hurts for John because I think he's planned this out so well. It's never going to be what he thinks it will be.
You know, my heart doesn't hurt for John because I think John is, I think we're going to see a gross side of him.
You're probably right.
Right now he kind of seems like this, I'm just this hopeless romantic or whatever. I think you can't be married that many times with that many kids.
But I think you and I live here on this planet, and he lives.
What planet does he live on?
Way over there.
He lives on planet
Zipton.
Zipton.
Yeah, it's
I like
just
Zipton.
It's the rules don't really function how we live here.
No.
So I looked this up because I could not find it. This is some kind of specially designed native marriage costume John has on.
Oh, it is. Oh.
It's like, well, no, I did not find it. I was looking for native marriage things. There's like, someone come at us if you know anything about this. It's black, but with like tassels, kind of.
I didn't know if
looks
it was
like he bought it at a Western store.
I didn't know if it was a costume thing. I thought it was just bad fashion.
His normal
Yeah.
attire.
That's what I thought.
But I think he would want something that was nice to get married in.
Well, she's wearing a t-shirt and shorts. So, and
she
some
didn't know
filas.
That. So he's wearing this like purple and black thing. And y'all, she's going to get out. Oh, that's the asshole with the moped who rides around.
Oh, I didn't
block.
Even hear. Y'all, sorry, the windows
some
are open.
Some asshole's got a moped, y'all. I'm just riding around our block. So she's getting out between 7:30 and 8.
Yes.
And he's putting curtains up.
Okay. Boy, you're sneezing.
I know.
You're coughing.
It's all a mess. Allergies like nuts. Crazy today.
Lord.
I just want a tissue. I've got one.
Oh, my gosh. Should
okay,
we
here,
pause
finish.
This?
No, finish it. Well, I'll tell you about this.
They're putting up curtains. So they get there at like 5 in the morning or 7 in the morning, whatever. He's putting up curtains. They're putting out the steps. He went to Hobby Lobby.
They're gonna have
and
curtains
because
they gonna fuck.
Yeah, he wants to have the curtains because y'all, we're reminding
they're
you,
gonna fuck.
They're going to get married. They're gonna walk up the truck and get married, and then when they're done getting married, they're gonna put a mattress in the back of the truck
and they're gonna fuck.
And they're gonna fuck on it. My question. What are they doing with the stairs? Are they just leaving them?
I believe the stairs will stay behind.
And then why the limo then? If you're going to get married, are they going to fuck in the limo?
It all seems like it's gilding the lily. I think the limo is just to take them to the truck.
But
where they get married.
Oh, so they didn't want to bring it all there.
Yes.
Oh.
I think
wow,
though,
this is John could be an event planner.
I
wow.
think even more is that usually when you build stairs, there's something to get to. This is just building stairs up to a truck.
I mean, you just could have helped her up.
I like his idea of levels, though. Like, that's maybe like the preacher's like Bima, or
he could have gotten attachment. Maybe he could have gotten attachment that, you know, you can put your truck bag down and it makes steps and then it folds. You know what?
No, I think that's not for us to worry about.
He didn't go to AutoZone and see that.
Anyway, he hasn't. We find out also he has not proposed to her yet, and that is good. And John says, you know, I can kind of be impulsive.
He's like,
no shit.
He's like, yeah, I said, yeah, we got that in all caps. He also said, my relationships are short-lived. I've been married several times. I married one of them twice.
Okay, y'all, come at us if you've married an ex twice.
That happens.
You knew.
That happens.
You knew.
I mean, some people get their shit together and get back together.
That
happened
like,
on The Parent Trap. It was lovely.
But, like, when you marry someone again, what happens?
I don't know.
I want to know why.
Maybe he had a huge dick and you realized what a big dick he had when you got out.
But you have to get divorced. You have to go through divorce.
Yeah.
And then you get married again.
You go back to that dick. Come back to dick.
That's not a song.
I'm begging you, please.
Not a song.
Anyway, Christiana does tell him, look, John, I love you.
Too loud for me.
But I'm not in love with you. He tells her that on the phone.
She tells him that on the phone. Yeah.
Which means, is this the best time to ask her to marry you?
I think, but she says that I don't know. This is really interesting. She says, I don't know if I'm in love with you because we ain't fucked yet.
Because we ain't fucked.
Now, I'm not sure if fucking is a good inclination of whether you're in love with someone. Because I'd be in love with a lot of people.
I've been in love with love when I wrote that big uncut. Yeah.
I'd have a lot of people in love with me. So
Christiana, y'all, she comes out and she's like, she's got a great voice.
Her box.
She's like, oh my God, it's a fucking limo.
Yeah, she's really awful.
Her accent's disgusting.
Oh my God, it's a limo, you guys.
Y'all, and I've said this, where did I say this before? I said this on a YouTube Live.
Yep.
I'm only getting a vibe that y'all, I think her and a prison guard were more than just friends.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a male prison guard, it was like Brittany. I'm just saying.
You know, sometimes we can both find love in here.
Anyway, she says,
I might not miss Smothered. I will miss my Brittany voice.
I know. We all will. y'all, Christiana was in and out for 14 years.
And for burglaries, mostly with drugs.
Because
related.
Of meth
Cocaine,
and crack,
meth.
She says. Yep. And I don't know what the difference is between meth and crack. I think I kind of do, but.
Are you serious?
I thought they were the same thing.
Crack cocaine.
Oh, crack is like a cooked down version of cocaine. Oh.
Are you really kidding me?
I'm pretty drug naive.
What would you think meth is? Meth is methamphetamine.
Well, yeah. But sometimes meth, I think, has crack in it and vice versa.
No, crack was like 90s. Crack,
you know,
was
I didn't
like
experiment with a lot of shit like you did.
I just watched television and saw movies and watched the news.
Yeah. And
you didn't
and
hear
snorted
like
coke off
you
some
didn't
guy's
hear,
dick.
You didn't hear like the crack epidemic in the 90s? That you were just listening to like Meet Me in Montana the
yeah,
whole time.
It was. It's true. That's when I was watching the old reruns of Mr. Ed on Nick at Night.
He missed all of that, y'all.
I missed all of that. Anyway.
Crack is crack cocaine.
A street
cheaper form of cocaine.
Okay. Christiana said she's never had the love and affection that John gives her, and that they met through pen pals. And that is how they do old school pen pals in this, y'all.
I had a pen pal in elementary school. A
really?
French girl.
Maybe you'll have a pen pal with a prisoner after this. Maybe
unless
you'll
we
say
can video chat.
Well, maybe you should say you're a female. Your name's Marilyn.
I think he'd be a little surprised. Anyway, they've only known each other for 3 months.
3 months.
And that's something.
And then, Poodle, what did you think of this marriage proposal?
When he's like, something I should get out of the way first. So I know what you're going to think about this, but want to marry me?
It was the shittiest fucking
marriage.
It's
a bad proposal.
This was. I don't want to go on record and say this. This was worse than when Paul asked Carini's dad to marry. This was worse.
I don't know. No, who was that? No, it wasn't Paul and Carini.
Yeah, he was as dad. He was trying to do the finger, show the finger.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Who was it that it was in the? It was Avery and Omar when they got married, and Omar basically married the man.
Oh yeah. And then Ricky had a horrible proposal on that fucking boat.
Oh yeah. You know how my father proposed to my mom?
How?
If we got married, we could save a lot of money on taxes.
Your mom still twists a knife on that, doesn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how my father proposed.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think he wanted to get married. I think they were at the end, and my grandmother was like, when is that 30-something-year-old man going to marry you?
Oh, because he was older.
Yeah, he was like...
But he was not
six
divorced,
years older.
Right?
He had, no, he's
yeah,
never,
he was never
been
married
been married
before.
Yeah. Neither one of them had been. My mother was 26 when they got married.
Oh, wow.
And my father was 32. And my grandmother would say, yeah, that old 32-year-old man coming around here.
Maybe your father was
like
a little
a
gay and
cat.
Denied it. And maybe he was pushing it down.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
He's like me. He couldn't be tamed. I can't be tamed!
Oh, God. All right, y'all. So John has married. And then it's, we don't know. We're going to have to wait till next episode. And you're going to have to wait because if you're listening on the free podcast.
Ooh, we're taking a break.
We're going to pause for commercial. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. And we're back.
And we're back.
We're back. If you're on the Gatreon, we just sailed through. We just didn't pause.
I just scratched my nuts and we went on.
Okay, let's talk about Jessica. You are just in a state today.
I had some kind of allergy.
Let's talk about Jessica and Maurice.
Maurice, the baguettes!
You know what came? It made me laugh because every time they would say, it's the morning of
the Marie the baguettes.
Oh, it is Marie.
Maurice is her father.
Morning of release. And I'm like, I've seen that morning. Been a while for you.
Every morning with a release is a good morning.
That's a dang truth. So she's in California. She's picking up Maurice. So we find out that they've been together and they've been married for a while, but they didn't find this out the first episode. Y'all, this is not a good sign. She has not seen him in 2 years because of wine poodle. Were you listening?
He basically got in trouble for allegedly bringing in drugs to the prison.
So it's
he's
alleged.
He's had all his privileges taken away.
But that's not good.
No.
That's not good if that's true.
So if, and basically she also finds out that when they were talking, quote unquote, there was another girl who was talking to him as well.
Yes. And so she was, so she said, I started to think like, did he marry me just so he could have conjugal visit and have sex? But no, that can't be it.
Maybe. Sounds great.
And I'm like,
I would too. To Maurice. Maurice is hot, y'all.
Basically, ooh. Y'all. So she gets there at like 7:30. And, you know, sometimes you don't know when they're going to get out. They could get out 7:30 or it could be like noon. And that's
right.
When he got out like hours later, y'all. And they just showed like, I feel like 50% of the episode was just Jessica
getting ready,
just pacing and waiting for him. Like, I'm so nervous. And it reminded me of like, y'all, that is Poodle and I waiting for that hot donut light to go on outside of Krispy Kreme donuts. We're just standing there.
When's it going to go on?
When's it going to go on? I don't know, Poodle. When's it going to go on?
I'm first y'all, in line.
Yeah, because if you've never had a hot donut from Krispy Kreme.
Y'all, when the hot donut light is on.
Oh, my. I have almost wrecked on an interstate pulling to the other side because of the hot donut light.
It's very good.
It's very, very good.
Mm. Yum.
That kind of took me out of what we were talking about for a little
bit. Krispy Kreme started where I grew up in North Carolina.
Really? Mm-hmm. Look at that. A poodle from Pickens.
Seema from Mumbai.
A poodle from Pickens.
Anyway, so she's got her little short dress on with her boobies out. And
she's
really excited. There he is, and he does come out. And he said, I'm exuberated to see you.
And he's like, that's not
that's,
a real word.
That's
but
a word I made up.
I'm saying it now. Y'all, he is tall.
He's tall.
He
and he's
is
got
hot.
A big old dick.
He is a big, woo! Huge dick.
And
it
he
is
can,
like,
and he can go for hours,
he can
she says.
Fuck for hours. Or did she say that?
Yeah.
I missed
earlier.
That part.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she did, y'all.
Y'all, it's hours is too long.
I'm waiting for
like,
this OnlyFans.
You know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
But when you've been in prison, maybe you want... Think about this. You've been in a sexual prison.
But if it's,
when things are lifted for you, maybe how long do you think...
It's going to be like 5 minutes first, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then
even
we're going
to
need to do later on.
Oh, you're not going to let them leave.
Yeah.
Like, you'll make them sit in the closet while you smoke a cigarette and drink an iced tea.
Yeah.
Shut up in there. I'm almost done.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll go take a shower and reapply.
So she's been waiting. We find out, too, while she's waiting. He was in the crypt. He was a Compton crypt, which is one of the largest gangs in the U.S. And so she just kind of hopes that he can stay out of trouble. And I think that's what.
Did he say crypt? Is it the Crips?
Well, he was a crypt, but the Crips is a gang, but
yeah,
you're a crypt.
I thought you said crypt. No, like crypt. Crips and Bloods. C-R-I-P.
I thought it was Crips. Like, to the grave. They ride or die.
No, it's
to the
Crips.
Crypt.
It's Crips. C-R-I-P.
There's not a T?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Look, why don't you look up...
Are you sure?
Why don't you look up Crips and Bloods?
Hey, Siri, look up the Compton Crips. Hey, Siri, what's the Compton Crips?
This is an educational show.
Okay.
You're learning.
Well, oh, my God. There's no T.
Again, where were you in the 90s?
I thought it was...
Where were you?
Well, I remember that...
When you said Crips, I was like, wait?
Eddie Proctor, my social studies teacher, said that we had some Crips and Bloods in Ardmore.
Shut up.
And he said we could tell by the colors red and blue. He was a kind of racially insensitive white man. Actually, no, he wasn't white. He was Native American, but his culture was white for a lot of parts. So I don't think he was really accurate. He's the same coach that whenever you said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Was that Cody Proctor's father?
Yeah, Cody Proctor's hot. But when you said the Pledge of Allegiance and you said it wrong, if you said one nation and then paused and said under God, he could say, he'd hit the intercom and go, Sandy, she was his secretary. Sandy, could you send down Jake, please? I need to talk with him. Sure, Mr. Proctor. Sure enough, he would call you in his office and say, you need to say, when you recite the Pledge of Allegiance, you need to say, one nation under God, and not put a space between God, because we never space our nation between us and God.
But if you have a comma there, okay, there's so many things that are wrong with that. I don't know where to take it apart right now.
Just like,
I'm about to get on my soapbox.
Isn't there an actual comma between it?
I don't know. But even it's one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all, with liberty and justice for all. But it would seem like, but that kind of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But it's kind of like you're not separating. It's still, even with a pause there, we understand one nation under God, indivisible. We assume all those
not
are modifiers.
I'll get flack for this, but sorry, y'all. I wish they'd take under God out. It wasn't added till what, like 54?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if y'all know that. Originally, it was not in the Pledge of Allegiance because...
You mean under God, indivisible?
Yes, because we did not want religion involved in our country.
Right.
Originally. And that changed.
I can't even speak because that was in a different time for me. But like...
That's what Mr. Proctor would do.
But this is so stupid, wanting to die on that hill.
That's Mr. Proctor.
But like,
I worked as I was a waiter at Interurban for about a month. Terrible waiter. And he
Interurban?
It was called Interurban, yeah. They had good beer biscuits. They throw them at you. They're good. But I once was waiting tables. That was my second week, and I waited on him and his wife. And he lectured me for 15 minutes for not telling him that baked potato was $1.50 extra. And that's when I decided right there, I don't want to be a waiter.
We need to get off Mr. Proctor. This is stupid as shit. God. I was like, I was sitting here looking at your words, and I was like, this is so stupid. We're talking about this.
Crips and blood. You learn something every day.
No, you learn something from things I'm correcting you. I knew that.
I didn't know. That's great. Thank you.
God. Like you did, I still can't believe you did not know. You had to know crack was different than meth. What'd you think it was?
I knew it was, but I didn't know what the distinction was.
And meth is methamphetamine. It's amphetamine.
Well,
it's
meth counseling. So meth, I understand.
Yeah. But you didn't know crack and cocaine were the same. They're not the same, but they're coming from the same thing.
Same family.
Where were we? Good God. Anyway, yes, he was a Crip.
He was a
not
crypt,
a crypt,
a Compton crip. Anyway,
it makes it sound like they're a basketball team. Put it up for the Compton Crips.
Dum 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 dum.
No, I think you can just say Crips. People are going to understand what you're meaning.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying her words. What she said. She said Compton Crips.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Oh wow. Wow, you're so sheltered sometimes.
Anyway.
I'm amazed.
Maurice says that his old life and his fake-ass friends are gone.
Like that. It's like, bye, prison friends.
Bye. Well, I think he meant from prison, and I also think he meant of his life before. Which I hope that y'all, we're getting to see, and we're going to see this with later, there's this fear of
falling back into your old life.
Falling back into your old life. And, you know, again, from, like, listening to Ear Hustle and stuff, there is this kind of, to really make it, a lot of them kind of have to start a whole new life.
I think that's what the halfway house is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are ways, you know, especially if you're part of a gang, depending on how hard it is to leave the gang, sometimes if they find you're out and if you're close to visit, they can threaten your family members and, like, drag you back into this. So it's really, really just a...
It's a shame.
So let's hope Maurice doesn't care about that now, y'all, because they're going to fuck.
They're going to go have some sex.
They're going to have some sex.
For hours.
They're going to go put on some Maxwell. Ooh.
Key Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yes.
Wait, is that just me?
No, 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 me, mommy, no, mommy, no, me.
Let this be our prayer. Shadows fill our day.
God of the orphans.
I'm coming.
Okay, turn it off, Carl. I'm done. Turn it off.
Carl, light me a cigarette.
Carl, hand me that Virginia Slims. Thank you.
Carl's wife does get off to the prayer.
Carl, did you know it was Crip? I thought there was a T.
Y'all, I swear to God, she gave up smoking years ago. It's not for that after smoke sex.
Yep, it's true.
After sex smoke. That's the only one she really loves anymore.
Yes. Anyway.
Did you know it was Crip?
Let's move on. I don't know who I feel sorry for more. If I feel sorry for Scott or I thought it was going to go well, but I'm a little worried for Chevelle.
Especially when Quaylen made her pick up his mother, who she's never met before.
And then, y'all, I mean, we're going to get into it, but basically, he's not telling the whole story.
Yeah. So Sylvia comes over, her mom, with her questionable gold lip. We've already talked about it before.
I didn't enjoy her makeup.
This time, she's not even wearing gold eyeshadow.
No, it's
to
just
make
the
it
gold
work.
Which is actually better than the gold shadow without the eyeliner.
I agree.
That was better. Y'all, if you need to get your life straight, you just need to watch this mama.
I love
tell
Sylvia.
Her daughter what to fucking do. Because she lays it out for her. Tells her what she needs to do, and she said, "Remember, you
some
got
some truth talk."
She's like, "You got yes." She's like, "You've got God. You've got good morals. That's all you need." And she's like, "He's either a lesson
or a blessing.
I'm using that. That is good."
Also, she says, "You know, you have good morals. You have good reason. Remember, he's been in jail for 12 years.
That is like,
and that can change somebody.
That's true. Are they in the South? Where is she, Kansas City? So close enough. But did people say that like?" My mom wouldn't, but like my aunt and my grandma would say, "Remember your raisin."
Yeah, my mother would say, "Remember your raisin." Yeah. I raised you right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing. I don't wonder if that happens just more, I don't know.
Anyway. So, mom does say, "Promise me if you see signs or red flags, you will walk away because you're a package deal with your daughter now."
It was hot truth.
Good
talk.
Advice.
It was good advice. Again, she could be a life coach.
And then we pick up Quilandria.
Oh,
mother.
The mother. Yes, yes, yes.
So Q's running the family.
Runs in the family. So, y'all, so they pick up the mom. And
she seems nice.
She seems nice. It seems like they're kind of like when you meet your mother-in-law, it's like,
You're polite,
nice.
And
you're
it's
being
a little
polite. Let me get your bag. Oh, thank you, Mom.
So everything's good until she's like, "Well, I can't wait to just get him out of there and get him back to Texas." But no, he's going to be staying here. Wait,
Quilandria was like, "No, that was why we moved to Texas." And then we find out in the kind of confessional
that Quaylen.
He says, "I never told Chevelle that."
No, I didn't tell. I told my mom.
Oh, I told my mom he's
back.
Moved to Texas. Yes,
and he told Chevelle that he was staying in Kansas with
Which,
her.
Kansas City is where he got into trouble. So rightly so, mom does not want him to go back there.
Yeah. So I don't know who's telling the truth here, you guys.
Oh,
we're gonna have to find out from Quaylen.
Yeah. So. I honestly,
if his or his mom is making it up, Did your mom? Yeah. Did she kind of rewrite that in her brain?
Well, no, but I think not, because he said, I didn't tell. So I think he already let us know that he fucked it up.
He didn't say.
He said I told my mom I was going back to Texas.
Oh, did he say that in an interview?
He said, I told my mom I was going back. I never told my mom, and I never told Chevelle. Yeah. So he admitted that he's blind. That's where I was like,
that.
Because I really kind of thought, like...
So, but he's told Chevelle he's staying there with her.
Yeah, that's what I got. Because he said in the first episode, and even in the second episode, like, he was talking about...
So, Quaylen may not be good, guys.
Because
shady as fuck.
We actually kind of thought he was the one that seemed like he had the most shit together.
Yeah, because he'd been there 12 years, rehabilitated.
And he was talking, like, y'all, it is crazy. My partner, he volunteers for an organization called Defy, which, because it's this thing you forget about, y'all... It's so funny. We laugh. He was like, the last time I was online, I was on MySpace. Like, think about, we forget how much has changed.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be people that they don't even, they might not even know what Gmail is.
Right.
Or maybe they know, but not how to use it.
It depends on what prison you're in and what state you're
in. Yes, it is.
Because there's some prisons who, every prisoner gets an iPad.
Yeah.
I mean, but Quaylen, obviously, that did not happen.
So let's
not paint it with too broad of a brush.
No, but
what
I'm just saying,
getting.
But some people literally, they go into prison, the last piece of electronics they knew was a pager.
I get it.
And now they come out to this. So,
but I'm just saying that's not everyone's experience.
No, it's all different by county, state, and all that. So they kind of have a... So mom said he didn't tell me he was going to live with you in Kansas.
And then it gets tense.
It does get tense.
She's like, nope, I'm taking my son back. And
I'm going to walk right out of there with my
son. And Chanel's like, okay.
She's like, well, okay, we'll see.
Yeah. Y'all, this is not good to be going up against your future mother-in-law right off.
And it's not good for Quaylen to put them together
with that. I agree.
I feel like he's going to fuck her over now.
It's not good.
I just don't have a good feeling about it.
And she seems like the most kind of open-hearted person of all of them.
She seems really kind.
Yeah.
She seems like she's trying to get her shit together.
Yeah. He might be fucking her over.
But at the same time, like, she has her daughter calling him daddy.
Ugh.
Like that. When I saw that, I went, no, honey, no.
I don't know. I get grossed out when I see that.
No.
I wrote down, this is going to be interesting.
And then we get to really a poster child for good fathers.
Sean.
Let's talk about Sean.
Sean and Destiny.
And Destiny.
So after basically, he said he's on the phone with her. It's like, after going over your extensive rap sheet, you're getting out tomorrow. I like it how... Do the prisoners not know when they're getting out? I am confused.
I guess some of them don't. They know it could be coming soon. You would think they would let them know longer to give them...
If someone's listening to us and has experience with this when you're getting out of being incarcerated, I feel like that... Because in the Shawshank Redemption, people knew.
That's a movie.
That's not real life. That's why I was making a joke about it.
Oh. But if... You think they would let them know to let them make arrangements.
Right.
Because somebody usually has to pick them up. And then they only have like $300 or whatever.
And they're ready
to
get somebody out of there.
Yeah.
It's strange. I need to do more research on this. Yeah, I won't. What am I saying?
Come at us. Let us know, sissies.
And he's like, if you take off, I'm out $50,000.
And she's like, look. I've gained 20 pounds.
I'm really stressed out right now.
I don't need this.
I want to look good for you.
You're going to make me emotionally
I know. That sounds like a lot of money, and it sounds like a lot to deal with, but I promise you, in the end, it's all going to be okay.
Y'all.
And he's like, all right.
I'm calling it now. Destiny is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. The two, train wrecks I'm seeing right now are Chevelle and Quaylen and Destiny and Sean.
Which I didn't think. I thought it would be like, I don't think Scott and Lindsay are going to be train wrecks as much as she's just going to walk all over him.
Yeah.
But I feel like people it's not going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Anyway,
y'all, Sean goes to, what was it called? Plato's Closet? Plate's Closet?
Plato's Closet.
It was a thrift store.
It's a thrift store.
But it was called like Plato's Closet.
There's Plato's Closet, yeah. Is that right?
I don't know. I never heard
it's
of it.
It's a thrift store.
Anyway, he's going to meet...
Isn't it Plato's Closet? Look it up on your phone.
He's going to meet Kelly, who...
His common-law wife.
Common-law wife. That's a good one.
They're never married.
They have six kids together, and Kelly and his older daughter, Gracie,
uh-huh.
They are shopping, and...
Yeah, you're right. Plato's Closet.
Okay, good. And so... He just decides this is the best place to tell Kelly, hey, by the way, I'm
you
seeing
know that
somebody.
Girl?
You know that girl? And she's like, what girl? You didn't tell me about a girl. And he's like,
yeah,
oh, wait,
in prison.
Yeah, I've been seeing a girl. No, literally, he's telling her about the girl and that she's in prison.
And she's like, now, this is interesting. She's like, well, what's going to happen? Don't think you're going to see my kids when she – don't think she's going to see my kids. She could be a guy. Know about that.
I don't know
that
about
may
that.
Maybe a little bit of hyperbole that may... because that would have been hard being in a women's
yeah,
prison.
Exactly.
Because these days, you guys, they will oftentimes make transgender people go to the gender of your sex. You'll have to go to this
Y'all,
prison.
Being trans in prison is a hard thing.
Yeah.
It is. Ooh. Those people are not treated well.
Yeah.
Not treated well. They were.
So she's probably not a guy.
And then Kelly says, so you just met this girl and you're going to marry her and you wouldn't marry me after
right.
22 years. I just had to have your children.
Y'all, she's kind of got a point here.
She kind of has a point.
Wow. She's like, I should just give you six kids and, you know, you wouldn't marry me. I guess I'm not good enough.
Kelly keeps it real. She looks like she's had a hard life, too.
Yeah, she
and
looks.
She hasn't cut the shit. And she finally says, I'm going to go out in the car and wait.
While you tell your daughter what you're going to do.
Yeah, and you know what?
May never even see her again.
May never. That's another poodle line.
It is. Hope you see her again after this.
You know, I just can't be. I can't watch you do this. So I'm going to wait in the car. This will be the last time.
So
anyway,
he's telling Gracie.
Who literally, I just want you to think about this. Imagine if your parent came up to you and talked to you about someone you've never heard of in your life. That they're in love with them.
And they're going
to
marry them, and they're in
they're
jail.
They're going out of jail, and not only are they're going to get out of jail, and they're going to come live in your house.
I would be so shocked that I could not wrap my head around it. I would say exactly what Gracie did. Don't you think this is a little fast?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm hearing all this. Then the girl starts to cry. And she's like,
it was heartbreaking.
Are you trying to start a new family?
That broke my heart.
I know. And honestly, guys, he's never met this person. He's never really even talked to this person visually.
No. You don't spring this on your children. I mean, we've learned this for 90 Day.
Yeah.
Y'all, keep relationships from your kids until they're serious. But don't say, oh, I'm serious and I'm marrying this man in a week.
Can't wait till Papa Quaylen comes home.
Yeah.
You don't know him.
You don't know him.
Yeah.
Especially that's even worse. For her daughter's age, because her daughter's what, three?
Yeah.
Chevelle?
It's worse.
That's worse.
Yeah. I agree.
That's worse. What do you think it is that, because I think kind of the commonality we're seeing in these people, we see with 90 Day, they like live in this fantasy of being together, but a lot of these people remind me of Tiffany and Ronald, where they want this insta family.
I feel like there's a different level of desperation here that there's something playing around along in their head on a loop. I'm never going to find anyone. I need someone. We said before, love addiction. Every single one of these non-inmates is dealing with love addiction.
Yeah,
you guys.
I agree with that.
I think every single one. And love addiction is real. In other words, you need it to live.
Yes.
And if you don't have that kind of attention or some weight, some person to give your love to, you don't feel real.
It's true.
And after a while, it's kind of like, but I want to help. Maybe it's someone in prison. That way, it's like, you know, George Costanza, when that way you know where they are. It could also have to do with people who've been cheated on before.
It's interesting. So a lot of people who have been cheated on before, and so maybe they feel like if someone's in prison, they can't cheat on them.
That's what I just said. You know where they are.
Yeah, you know where they are. They just click. But it's interesting to me that it's like Tinder times 1,000, and that you know where they are, but you don't know who they are.
True.
They could paint any picture of who they are to you, and yeah.
And if you look at from the other perspective of the inmate's perspective, who's getting out. Think about that is like in a way it's kind of like that's a golden ticket. This is someone I'm going to start it's this weird like paradise. I'm going to start my new life with my brand new love.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be real. So it's very interesting. It's an interesting.
I like watching the show. I like it.
It's sad. I will say it's a slow burn.
It is a slow burn.
The episode that we watched in season either one or two with Tracy
season
and Clint.
One. That was amazing.
That was like bonkers nuts. And I kind of loved everything
about
it.
I did too. We'll see. People are liking
this
season.
I hope this turns out bonkers.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be...
I think John's going to be bonkers.
There's going to be a Lalu feeder with John in that wedding. I'm telling you that right now.
Anyway, that's the show.
That's the show, y'all. Thanks for jumping into this. We're having a good time doing it. Now, again, this is... If you're listening to the free episode, this is going away. Love After Lockup will be... It's at the $8 tier for our Patreon. All the episodes drop on Sunday night. You can go to 90 Day Gays... Or patreon.com/90daygays, or you can just go to 90daygays.com and click on the Patreon links.
Yes.
It'll take you there.
The don't pull over level.
The don't pull over. That's don't pull over. I don't remember things.
Don't pull over $8.
$8 tier. And y'all, we don't really have a sign up for this. Sign off, do we?
No.
What should it be?
Don't say something. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Oh, I forgot this
our theme song.
It's true.
I'm just a prisoner of love.
RuPaul, don't come for us and make us take it off the air.
See y'all next week.
Bye.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love. A prisoner of love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.